Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can join our discussion board and find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Betsy Graham.
Hey, Betsy, where are you calling from?
Northport, Alabama.
And what do you do there in Northport?
I'm at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa. I'm a chemist.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you're a research person?
Yes.
What sort of things do you study?
Waters and soils and things like that.
You sound very peaceful.
Yeah.
Very calm.
Oh, well, it's been a good day.
Well, welcome to our show, Betsy. Now, Carl Castle, right here, is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on just two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, here's your first limerick.
My menu takes pains to describe how many free drinks I'll imbibe. Duke Cunningham works on quid pro quo perks. Here's how much you can get for your...
bribe?
Yes, very good. Former Congressman Duke Cunningham was to be sentenced this week on corruption charges. Prosecutors presented to the judge an actual bribe menu written by the Duke on congressional stationery. So, for example, say you want a $16 million defense contract. It'll cost you $140,000 in cash to the congressman, plus a yacht. Although, and this is true, he did offer a discount for bulk purchases.
Nice.
Now, Duke's defense lawyers, in the face of all this, they responded by pointing out his, quote, charitable works. And prosecutors responded to that by pointing out that the only charitable donation Duke Cunningham has ever made was when he gave 100 pounds of meat to a daycare center.
Well, that's as much as, like, six soccer players.
Exactly. All right, very good. Here is your next limerick.
Ice Age men were quite easily conned, and brunette genes were forced to abscond. One minor mutation caused quite a sensation. Yes, it seems Ice Age men preferred...
blonde.
Yes. An answer, possibly, to the age-old question in human development, given their obvious competitive disadvantages, how did blondes evolve? It's a puzzle.
He's talking about the recessive gene, people. He's not talking about anything else, right, Peter?
No, I'm not, actually. A new study claims it happened because of a food shortage about 10,000 years ago, which depleted the male population, creating competitive pressure on females to catch a mate. And what do you know? Blondes tended to, indeed, have more fun. 69-year-old Jilly Cooper is the author of the study. She is also a blonde. She says that when she was young, she, quote, certainly got more glances. I remember when I went to Mallorca when I was 20, my bum was sore from getting pinched.
Well, wait, how does she know that that was true 10,000 years ago?
I don't know.
Cave paintings
a
with highlights?
Shortage?
Well, the idea was is that there was a certain sort of lack of game, and so the men would out compete for the game.
So this somehow favored people with eating disorders. Mammoth is so fat.
No, but
look, I can eat that.
No.
It's hairy.
No, ew.
Now I'm serious about this. How do they know that blondes were? I mean, they don't have any written documentation.
I thought it was the prehistoric peroxide springs that were everywhere in Northern Europe.
Yes.
All right, very good. Here, Betsy, here is your last limerick.
The amendment's not on weekday nights, not like Homer and Bart, so it bites. Maggie, Lisa, and Marge are well known by and large, but we don't know our own bill of...
Right.
Exactly. Doh, I should say. A new study from the McCormick Tribune Freedom Museum found that while 22% of Americans could name all five Simpson family members, that would be Homer, Marge, Bart, Lisa, and Maggie, a mere 1 in 1,000 could list the five First Amendment rights. They are, of course, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, and on...
Sideshow Bob.
Donuts. I think.
Well, there's that one at the end, the redress of wrongs, seeking redress of wrongs. And I think that's probably what tripped up most of America.
Right.
Petition the government for redress petition of grievances.
Yeah. See, that's the one I didn't get, petition.
You didn't get the one petition?
That's the one nobody gets. It's the shemp of the...
the gummo of...
It's the gummo, yeah. That's the one that nobody knows. Even if they know Zeppo, they don't know gummo.
Carl, how did Betsy do in our quiz?
Betsy did very well, Peter. 3 correct answers. Betsy, you win our prize.
Well done. Congratulations, Betsy.